It's 544 Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Will Stevenson. Next week, lots of things going on. We've talked a lot about the fact that the election is next week. That's an idea. You know what? Nikki Malley, I just came up with another idea.
Oh no!
We need a jazz band going to random polling places on election day.
You know that
maybe
might...
that would motivate people to come out and vote on election day.
I hope so. At least they would leave in better spirits, right?
In theory, anyway.
As long as we're not playing ballads and stuff. Like yeah. Some up-tempo Dixieland.
Yeah, something happy,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nikki Malley is an associate professor of music at Knox College and is almost wholly responsible for the Knox Rutabaga. Knox Rutabaga Jazz Festival going on next week. I may have oversold it just a bit, but thanks for coming in nonetheless.
That means all complaints can come to me.
Well, you know, it's 5:45 on a Friday. I just want to go home, okay?
Yes, don't we all?
Yeah, well, there you go. But you've probably got all the planning for this year's festival wrapped up. Starts on Tuesday, right?
Yep. It's all planned, and now it's the kind of calm before the storm where we've done everything we can up until the events, and then now it's time for the music to start. So, yep,
yeah.
Tuesday kicks it off. It's just a couple days away.
I'm really blown away by how popular this festival seems to be every year. What do you think speaks to the success, the popularity, the longevity of the Rutabaga?
You know, I'd love to say it's because jazz is the most popular music in the United States, but clearly that's not true. So actually, I mean, I think it's wonderful that you have that perception of the festival. And I think the reason that this festival is so popular is because it really is a part of the whole community.
Yeah.
It's not a Knox event. It's not a Fat Fish Pub event. It's not an Orpheum event. It's part of the entire community. And we showcase everyone from high school jazz students to Knox College students to our own area professional and semi-professional musicians to national and international artists. But honestly, the short answer, I truly believe this. Most people don't listen to jazz. I mean, record sales tell us it's not the biggest part of the market by a long shot.
Why is that, do you think?
I think people have a very specific idea of what jazz is, and oftentimes jazz means one particular style or period of jazz to them.
Yeah.
And in fact, jazz is... it's become so diverse that it's hard to call all the things under that umbrella jazz anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's the case that most people are not out there listening to jazz recreationally as much as I am, then the fact that it is so popular in a small community like Galesburg, I think is a testament to the fact that we have amazing musicians here every year. And if you come out to one event, even by accident, you're going to have such an incredibly amazing time. And I think your ears and your eyes are going to open up about the possibilities of music in a way that's going to bring you back. And so I really believe that if we give people an incredible experience, then they will come back regardless of what they've thought jazz was or is. And so far, I think that's what we've been doing. And, you know, if we don't mess up, we're going to keep doing that for a while.
Yeah, well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. Hit the nail on the head, and for a number of reasons there. I don't know that I'm your average jazz listener either. I mean, I'm, you know, I talk on the radio for a living, but
yeah.
But listening to the radio, I flip around like crazy when I'm in the car and whatnot, which also probably makes me not a typical music listener either. But you know, there are times when I stop on lots of things, jazz included.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those things that or one of those genres of music that maybe unlike some others that it can really it's a mood maker, isn't it?
It is, and so many different moods. And honestly, good music is good music.
I
think we live in an era now where people identify less as just a classic rock listener or just a country and western listener. And
I don't know. We got a lot of country listeners next door here.
But. I know it, but you know what? I see them. I see them at the jazz festival.
Uh-huh.
So I really do think good music is good music, and people respond to good music, and jazz creates moods that no other music creates. And seeing jazz live, I guess this is the other part. I think a lot of people who think that jazz is some kind of intellectual, esoteric music that is intended for a small group of people who are, you know, on the inside.
I bet they're sadly mistaken.
Well, I mean, there are reasons that people feel that way. And there's some things jazz artists have done to enforce that or kind of make that perception. And many of us are working hard against that.
But I think there are some people like with, you know, and I think you can say that about almost any genre of music, that there are people who perform it that that are so, for lack of a better term, snotty about
it. Of course.
That, that you know, they don't respect other forms of music or even other artists.
Right. And I think in jazz, particularly the kind of artists that we bring, are so open and inclusive of different styles. I mean, our headliners this year are as rooted in the worlds of hip-hop, R&B, soul, electronic, and pop music as jazz. But what you also see when you see live jazz, because of the heavy improvisation component, you see people creating music in the moment. And there's something about watching it, actually seeing the visual communication, the way people move and respond to each other, that demystifies it all immediately. And all the things that seem kind of inaccessible when you're listening to it on the radio or somebody's playing you this John Coltrane album that you can't understand, when you see artists doing that live, all those barriers just fall away, and you get it. And you get that there's nothing to get except that it's good music.
Right. I had another question, but I'll skip it since you mentioned the headliners. And I thought as I was reading about this mix of what they do seems so cool to me. Talk about that.
Well, you know, we work hard to bring artists that represent kind of this moment in jazz and the future of jazz. And the future of jazz really is a very hybrid collection. These are artists who grew up listening to the same pop music that you and I grew up listening to, and that becomes infused in their work. So Javier Breaker and his Coalition Ensemble are incorporating R&B and hip-hop and soul into jazz to the extent that, you know, it bears very little resemblance to, say, Glenn Miller's swing.
Yeah.
But the sensibility is still there, this flexibility to create and improvise with these sounds that are going to seem much more familiar to a lot of listeners than what I think they might think of when they listen to jazz. And then, of course, Mark Juliana, our Saturday night headliner, he's the it guy on drums, like, in the world right now. So, you know, he's considered one of the, I think, greatest living drummers, and he's really at the beginning of his game in jazz, but he's
really
doing super cutting edge stuff in electronic music. And David Bowie picked him to be the drummer on his last album, Black Star, which a lot of people think is one of the highest works of pop music art that has come out in the last 20 years. So this is a guy
that speaks to the influence of jazz, though.
Absolutely. And the fact that people like David Bowie are stopping. They aren't thinking or weren't thinking so much about genre restrictions anymore. Mm-hmm. Mark Juliana is an incredibly gifted drummer who can do things on the drum that a human being shouldn't be able to do, but also has this creative spirit that keeps it from being just a technical showcase. And he wants to bring all of these sounds and styles together. So I think what people hear, certainly with his ensemble on Saturday night, Space Heroes, I mean, that should give you a clue. This is not your regular, you know, swing dance band jazz.
Yeah.
Is going to be absolutely kind of the future, the cutting edge future of music itself. And that sounds like overstatement, but this guy really is. I think this is somebody that is going to be hard to catch, certainly hard to catch for free at a stunning venue like the Orpheum.
Yeah.
In 1 or 2 years, that's going to be not a possibility for any of us, but we get to do it right now, so everybody should come do it.
So that's the following Saturday here, the 6th at the Orpheum.
Yes.
Let's talk about the rest of the schedule going backwards to starts at Tuesday.
It does. Starts at Tuesday. So Tuesday and Wednesday, we will be out in schools in District 205 over at United High School, also at Costa. This year, for some reason, I got tapped to be the band leader. So I am.
Hey, how about that?
I know. I am working with 4 incredible musicians and great friends. We're going to be going to all the area schools, performing and doing a kind of interactive workshop where I'm going to be focusing on improvisation and what creativity means.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be in front of thousands of area school kids in gymnasiums all over Knox County. Tuesday night at United High School at 7 o'clock, my group will be performing the opening set for the United High School Band's concert, which I'm super excited about because, again, it's fusing these professional and student performances together as part of the festival. You know, I'm a kid in a candy store. I get to pick a bunch of tunes that I love and play with artists who I love. So it's going to be really fun. And if you've never seen the vibraphone, come to United High School next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. You'll find out what that instrument is and why it's the best instrument on the planet.
You're not speaking out of some form of experience.
Not at
are
all.
You? No,
not
I didn't,
at all.
I didn't think of that at all. So, but in addition to the school performances, yep. which I would argue is probably just as important as the rest of the festival, but you're using Fat Fish and other venues here.
Yep. Galesburg is so supportive of this festival. So Thursday and Friday night, we're at Fat Fish Pub. Thursday, I think we will have the largest collection of regional professional jazz musicians that we've ever had for faculty and friends.
That's
so
great.
It's our Knox jazz faculty, but also a host of amazing performers from the Quad Cities, Peoria, Champaign, Illinois, all across the state. That's at Fat Fish from 7 to 11 o'clock. It's $5 admission fee. And then Friday night, Galesburg High School Jazz Band is playing, and the Knox Alumni Jazz Band, which is a ragtag group of people who mostly don't practice their instrument but once a year and come together and make a lot of noise.
And it works out somehow.
Oh, it's joyful. So we have high school, we have our alumni playing, and then we have Javier Breaker's Coalition Ensemble playing. They start at 9:30, so everything starts early at 7 o'clock. It's $10, gets you in for everything that night. And then Saturday, Javier Breaker and the band wake up early and go over to the public library and do a free program for kids and families so that, you know, kids who maybe shouldn't be out at the bar at 11 o'clock at night can also get the Rutabaga Jazz experience.
There you go.
And that's free at 10 o'clock in the library. And then 5 o'clock is at the Orpheum, and it's my fantastic Knox College Jazz Ensemble opening for Mark Juliana Space Heroes. It's a whole lot of music in 5 days.
I love it, but that's fantastic. And it's so, in many respects, affordable, and it's always a good time.
Totally. And that's, you know, the Orpheum performance is free. Mezzanine tickets are reserved at $20. The rest of the theater is free and open to the public. To break down any barriers that people have about, you know, coming out and trying something that might be new to them.
Okay. In addition to the community events page of WGIL.com, where a lot of these performances are listed, you can also find them on Knox's website, too, correct?
Heck yeah. Or go over to Knox Jazz Year Facebook page. We've got it all there, too. You kind of can't miss us in the next few days, I think.
I wouldn't think so, anyway. if you forget about the social media, well, my gosh, you're just not in existence anymore.
I suppose.
That's what I've heard, anyway. Anything else we should know about this year's festival? How long has it been going on now, by the way?
This is the 39th year.
Wonderful.
So all I will say is that next year is the 40th, and there are big plans in the works.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh, I guess, you know, the takeaway for me is, if you think you're not a jazz person, kind of put that aside for a few days and come try some jazz on us. It really is an amazing celebration of the Galesburg community. It's a special week for us here in Galesburg, and I'd love to see people have that experience right alongside me and all of our friends.
Nikki Malley professes music at Knox College and is one of the people behind the Knox Rutabaga Jazz Festival. Thanks for coming in, and continued success with this amazing event for not just this community, but the whole area.
Well, thanks for having me, Will. I'll be here with you for the next many decades.